is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, I-95 Toyota, Jessup Furniture, Cunningham Jewelers, Belinda Thomas Realty, and by Nat's Landing. And now here is your host. Welcome to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's, where we will be each and every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock for the entire season. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, I-95 Toyota, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Cunningham Jewelers, Jessup Furniture, Belinda Thomas Realty, and of course by our host, Nat's Landing. And now joining us, the head coach of the Frederick Academy Knights, Coach Brandon Derrick.
Everybody's dry, I hope.
All right, Coach, so I was thinking earlier today how I was going to start this show. And so this is what I've decided to do. I have a question for you, and the question is, have you begun to get rent checks from Valwood for them using Goddard Field since you own it?
No. We did own it Friday night. We played really well. I thought the kids pretty much dominated the game. And so it was a good feeling to get that win, because it's hard to win over there. And for us to go, it's our opening game. We had a short week, and I thought our kids did an exceptional job of getting prepared last week, 4 days work. And, we've got a lot of obstacles this week, so we've had to work around the weather, and so we're trying to prepare. And I thought we had a really, really good practice today. I thought they were very focused, and it's a tribute to the kids. They're staying tuned in and ready to go, so we'll see.
A 36-13 win for the Frederick Academy Knights against, of course, the vaunted Power Valiants. They're always a player in the GISA playoffs. You always see them deep in the playoffs, if not playing and winning state championships. Much to say the same for Frederica, since basically you took over and go to Valwood, put it on them 36-13. And I'll say this, I was actually keeping an eye on that score. I didn't have the opportunity to go to Valdosta to watch the game in person, but I was keeping an eye on the score while I was calling another game. And I said while I was calling the other game that you going to Valwood and winning 36-13 was not the same type of game that I was calling, because that game I was calling, it was close for most of the game and then got out of hand late. That's not what happened over there in Valdosta, was it?
No, not really. I think we had an opportunity to be a little bit more out in front, actually, going in at half. We pretty much dominated the game. We had a turnover, had a miscue on fourth down, which we probably should have went in up 23-0 or maybe 30-0. But I thought our kids did a good job. It's 9-0 at the half, and the stats were a lot to a little. We were rolling up some yards, and we just weren't punching it in. And then on the flip side, we come out in the second half, and the kids did exactly what we asked them to do. You know, got them to take over, and we did. We got the ball, went right down the field and scored, and then we went on defense, 3-and-out. Big block punt. We worked all week on blocking punts, and still in one, and we blocked the punt and punched it right in. Next thing you know, we're up 23-0, and we were pretty much in control. You know, we had a little lull there in the third at the end, but we finished it off really strong in the fourth quarter.
Valwood was coming off of a 51-8 win over Georgia Christian, in which they had beaten them at Goddard Field, put half a 100 up, and then the next week come out and score 13 points against your defense. Talk about your defense's effort.
I thought our defense did exactly what we asked them to do, make them one-dimensional. On Friday night, Valwood ended up with negative 16 yards rushing. Our defensive line and our linebacker crew, that front seven, like I talked about the week before, that front sevens, they're very good. They're solid. They do a lot of things right. We got upfield a little bit, but for the most part, we did a really good job stopping the run. And then on the back end, we gave up four plays that gave up, 150 yards and two touchdowns. If we do a few things, we work on it this week, but it was a learning curve. We had one of our safeties, it was his first year playing safety, so he got caught up and looking in the backfield and doing a few things. But, he learned from it, and we're going to move forward. And I thought that was a good learning tool for us. in that first game, but I thought our D-line and our secondary did a pretty good job all night. I think Valwood only ended up with 164 yards of offense, total offense on the night, and I think we rolled up about 350 it when it was all said and done.
This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So we had the conversation last week, and of course I think we all kind of had fun with it when we actually did get on the radio on Saturday. You guys were a little upset that you didn't break into the initial Jason Bishop Power Rankings in the first season. And I sat here last week and I told you, you beat Valwood in Valwood, there's no way I can keep you out. And then you go out and win 36-13, and so Friday night at 1 a.m., mind you, I'm coming up with my rankings using my formula, and after I get done, you guys slide all the way up to fifth.
Yeah.
On the Jason Bishop Power Rankings. Yeah. And mind you, the only teams ahead of you are like Pierce, Coffee, Ware, like the big dogs. That's it.
Well, it's early in the season. I don't get caught up too much in rankings.
You should.
Now, of course, my wife gets caught up in the rankings a lot, but I'm not a big ranking guy. But, you know, I thought our kids did a really good job, and it was a testament to their work ethic and how they went about it. And, of course, your formula, I know it's top secret, and, you know, it's really well thought out. So I appreciate being ranked fifth in the Jason Bishop Power Rankings.
Coach, you scored 36 points, and I also talked to a couple of people that were at the game, and they said there were points that you left on the field that you didn't get, a couple touchdowns that you probably should have put on the board, that things didn't really happen the way you wanted them to, but they were there.
Yeah, I think that was our biggest thing at half, is we knew we should have left with that. We should have scored a couple more times. And then in the second half, we had a fourth down conversion that we should have got, and we missed the hole a little bit. And so we blocked the guy into the running back. If the running back ran where he was supposed to, we'd been up in there and may have scored. But, yeah, we left some points, you know, on the field. And I think, you know, honestly, we probably could have put 50 on the board against him if we'd have done a few things. We had a turnover that kept us from scoring on one time. And, you know, with the fourth down play. And then we got a holding penalty that put us behind the chains after we had a first down on the third down and long. So, a couple of mistakes, but, you know, for game one, I thought it was pretty solid.
I want you to explain to me, because I know there are a lot of people that are confused. There was a personal foul that we got hit with that I think a lot of people didn't understand why we got hit with a personal foul. Can you explain that?
Honestly, we made a really good play. We made a tackle. I think we tackled too hard is what happened, because we tackled the guy too hard. And what happened is when our safety broke up, made the tackle, their guy grabbed our safety's face mask and pulled it down. It broke his nose in two places, and he had actually have surgery. He just got out yesterday, so he was out. And I guess the guys ran over to get Chase out of the way, and they called us for taunting for standing over the guy, and we didn't really taunt. We were just getting Chase out of there because he said his nose was hurt, so, or his head was hurt, so. I don't know. Of course, I think I got called a punk and some other names on Facebook Live as I was going over there to get guys out of the way. So it was kind of interesting. But, you know, sometimes calls just get made up. And that was one of them, I think, that got made up a little bit on the way.
More to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors. Your proud home for the Frederick Academy Knights Brandon Derrick Coaches Show this season is Nat's Landing. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7 as the Knights head coach breaks down the week in Frederica Academy football. And of course, enjoy the flip-flop friendly atmosphere that has made Nat's Landing famous. 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons, 912-638-7378, and let's go Knights!
Joint problems don't just cause pain. They can also cause you to miss out on the things that matter most. Luckily, there's Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our team of board-certified orthopedic surgeons and physicians perform more than 2,000 joint procedures every year. We'll create a custom plan just for you using the latest treatments and technology, including Mako Robotic Arm Assisted Surgery. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama,
Accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free same-day delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, so experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Glenn County Athletics. Let's go Knights!
All the best furniture brands at the best prices. Jessup Furniture, Ashley, Liberty, Hooker Furniture, Southern Motion, Coastal Living by Universal. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road, 267-1897. Low prices, quality furniture, friendly staff. Jessup Furniture.
Welcome back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop on location from Nat's Landing on St. Simons. This segment brought to you by Nat's Landing, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, and by Golden Isles Pharmacy. Okay, Coach, so moving on from Valwood, of course, we win the game. They turn the scoreboard off really quickly after the game ends. And now you move on, and after that huge win, beating a perennial power in GISA, you now move to single A private, GHSA.
Yeah.
And you're gonna be taking on Calvary Day. Pretty good football team, 1-1. They've lost to Prince Avenue, another single A private, and then last week, 48-8 winners over Bullock.
Yeah.
Was Calvary Day. I don't think any Frederica fans are gonna lose sleep over that score.
Calvary is a really good football team. They're big, they're fast, they're physical. They kind of got all the things that you want. And I think it's going to be a good measurement stick for our guys and our program, you know, moving forward. I think it'll be a fun game. I think the kids are excited. You know, we're probably not expected to win at all across the state of Georgia, which is a good thing for us. I feel like going in, you know, when we play these GHSA schools, we're not expected to win, and we played a bunch of them. You know, we played the Charltons, we played the Westlands, we went and played all these places. So, you know, it's just another stop for us, but it's a good learning tool, and I think it'll be a good measuring stick for us. I think the kids are ready. You know, I gave them a little talk on Monday. Don't listen to the outside noise. Let's go take care of our business and play. And you know, they had a really sharp practice today, so I was pretty excited.
What exactly do you expect from Calvary Day? We know they're a good football team. Defensively, offensively, what are you looking at? What are you talking to your kids about?
Well, defensively, they're going to line up in a 3-4. They run pretty much a carbon copy of what we do on defense. They've got some big defensive linemen, interior linemen. Got some linebackers that are athletic. Got some – their skill kids on the back end are athletic. So – you know, we're just going over, just trying to make sure we find where they're at and what we're doing. You know, the biggest thing is we're going to do a little motion in here and there and do a few things. And if we see them, we got to pick on some spots. We know we got some spots that we got to pick on. And that's what we're going to do. We talked to the kids about that on offense, where we're going to try to target some things. And then defensively or offensively for them, they're big up front on the offensive line. They can run the ball downhill. They got a good tailback, and then they can throw the ball vertically down the field pretty well too. The quarterback, he's got a live arm. He's good. He's got good feet. So got to keep him in the pocket. We got to get good rush lanes, but we also have to squeeze the run and make them run sideline to sideline and swarm to the ball on defense. So, you know, this is the same old coach talk. We just got to be a little bit better than what we were last week up front and play, you know, and let the chips fall where they're at.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, in a game like this, anytime that you do a crossover, you know, and Calvary Day, of course, does some recruiting, right? So anytime you're in a game like this where you cross over to the GHSA, I always look at the depth. And I always wonder how much of an issue it's going to be playing out a football game. Do you ever think about that? I think Calvary Day's got some like 50-some-odd players on their roster, and we're at 30 with a few out?
Yeah, we're going to get off the bus with 26 dressed, so they're probably going to have about 55. So, yeah, we've got a depth issue, but we knew that going in to the season. Even when we've got all 30 healthy, we still have a depth issue of trying to create rotations. And I thought this past Friday, the coaches and did a really good job of rotating people in and out to try to keep us as fresh as possible in the fourth quarter. And it really showed in that latter part of the fourth quarter against Valwood. We were actually running the ball right at them downhill, and they had hands on their hips, and our guys was breaking the huddle ready to go. And well, we weren't breaking the huddle. We were just standing there ready to line up and go. I thought that was a big thing for our guys. I thought the coaches did a great job doing that, and the kids did a good job of rotating in and out. And then, you know, you lose three or four starters, and so you're going to gain depth regardless whether you want to or not. The next guy's got to go in and play, so he's going to get some experience, which we've been in this situation the last few years, which helps us down the road on the back end of the season. So it gives some guys some experience, and it gives them a chance to play, and you get on the field. And so then it's not a shock to them, you know, in game 7 or 8 and 9 when you got to win some, and here you are, you know. So I think it's not a blessing in a disguise, but it'll help us down the road. It's gonna teach us as a staff to try to get rotations and move people, and it's going to get more experience for our kids on the field.
Yeah, I was just going to say that, you know, despite the fact that I brought it up, it's something, like you said, it's something that you guys consistently deal with, and yet you consistently win anyway. You go to Valdosta and beat Valwood 36-13, and it just doesn't matter because of the superior coaching that you give your kids.
Well, I wouldn't throw myself in there in that superior coach. I think our guys do a really, really good job. On Sunday, we make it a conscious effort to get on the board and figure out who's going to rotate in, how are we going to rotate this person out, who are we going to bring in. And I think that's a big deal for us. And when you're coaching at our level, you got to coach the kids up to play multiple positions, not just multiple positions on one side of the ball, but multiple positions on both sides of the ball. And they got to be ready. So it's a testament to the guys at practice, the kids and the coaches. One, of being willing to be coached and do that, and then two, you know, going over and executing and making plays, and it's been fun to do, and it's been fun to watch, you know. And sometimes I just have to step back and be like, you know what, we're at this point, we got a young guy on the field, so you know, you still challenge them, but at the same time, you got to know your limitations. And as a coach calling plays on offense on Friday night, I got to know my personnel and who's on the field and what our limitations are and what we can and can't do.
And, of course, this marks the second game in a row where you'll be taking to the road. You will head up, make the short trip up I-95 to Savannah to play Calvary Day. Coach, with you being on the road, back-to-back games on the road, obviously you pretty much know that you've got to execute to win the football game. But is there a game plan, a certain point in your game plan where you feel like if we do this, we've got a pretty good chance to win that football game?
Yeah, I feel like if we can steal one with special teams again and create a turnover or two, get the short field and punt some in and keep it close going into the fourth quarter, we got a few things in our sleeves and put in our pockets today to hopefully get us a cheap one here and there. And so, you know, we feel like if we can keep it close to the fourth quarter, we might have a chance to make something happen, because, you know, our kids are going to battle to the end. That's one thing I'm going to give them. They're going to play their butt off. They're not going to lay down. They're not going to quit. They're not going to find a way to get off the field. They're going to go out there and continue to play and play hard. So that's the one thing that I feel good about. If we got it close, we got a chance.
We will be right back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards. Accept no substitute for results. There may be a substitute for many things. In real estate, there is no substitute for those results. That's why you should choose Belinda Thomas Realty. She has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965. Or 912-996-5820. Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned, anniversaries are still coming up, babies are still being born, and Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling dad thank you for everything, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com. Also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2021 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, get rugged with a brand new Tundra, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of the 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes, and oil changes for life. I-95Toyota.com or 866-590-3461. And let's go, Knights!
Welcome back to the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show. Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's. This segment is brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers, I-95 Toyota, Jessup Furniture, and by Belinda Thomas Realty. Okay, Coach, so we've talked a little bit about the Valwood game. We've looked a little bit at Calvary Day. I want to talk a little bit more about Calvary Day before we move on. The players that they have, from what I understand, you mentioned something about, you know, the quarterback being pretty good. From what I understand, the quarterback's really good. And their ability to run the football.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about what you know from that aspect. From what I understand, they've got some really, really good kids that fill those roles.
Yeah, they do. They've got a good group of kids. They're athletic. They got a big offensive line. But their offensive line, a lot of them play defense too. So I think, I can't remember all their names, but their numbers, 54 and 64, they stand out on the offensive line. They do a lot of pulling. They pull. They run a lot of power stuff. They're big up front. I mean, I think one guy's 290. You got a guy 270. So another 280 guy, 260 guy. So they're going to be big up front. We're going to have to use our speed and hopefully stay low and use leverage and just be really disciplined up front and make some plays, because our defensive line has been kind of our strength too. So we're going to put our strength, I think, against theirs. But on the flip side, we've got to do a good job of hemming up the tailback, keep him in front of us, and don't let him break it outside too much. The big thing is limit them to big plays. I thought Prince Avenue, when I watched the play, did a good job of limiting big plays, take away their big play capability. And that's what I told the kids last couple of days, is make them drive the length of the field, you know, and make it be a 12 or 14 play drive. Because, you know, in high school, that's hard to do. It's hard to have an offense that's going to drive the ball 12 plays and not make a penalty or a turnover or something like that. So our biggest thing is make them drive the length of the field, limit big plays, you know, and keep them in front of us. They got some guys at the skill position at wide receiver that's fast. And so keep them in front of us, make a play, you know, and then read our keys and then swarm to the football on defense. And hopefully we can generate a couple of turnovers and get a short field and maybe get a punt block or something on with special teams. So, you know, we're going to try to steal a couple points.
This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, talk to me. You mentioned that we've got a few kids that aren't going to suit up for this game. Talk to me about our injury situation.
Yeah, we got one of our inside linebackers out, Jacob's out, Will Counts is out, one of our D-tackles, Brett Federito's out, D-tackle, and then Chase Schuneman's out. He's one of our safeties. So you got three or four guys there that have played big contributions on the team. They start, of course, pretty much and rotate in a ton. So we're going to be down a few guys, but I thought this week some of our younger guys, and, you know, we've moved some people around. I think they've done a good job. I think everybody kind of understands what we're trying to do on defense. We've not changed a ton in the last 3 years doing that, 4 years. So the experience factor when you've got, you know, 16 seniors, and they don't really panic. They just, oh, okay, this is yesterday's news. We're just going to move over here, and I'm going to play this spot, and we'll get it right. And I'll talk to the young kid and tell him where to be and what to do and who to read. So that was good. And then, you know, offensively, we'll miss some of those guys a little bit. But I think for the most part, you know, we're just going to have to be good with our rotations again and get some more guys some reps and get ready to go. I think that it's not a good thing for us to lose some guys, but it is football. It's the nature of the beast. People get nicked up, beat up, and I'm glad it happens early in the season, like get everybody back healthy by the end. So big thing is let's get nicked up, beat up, and get used to it first couple games, and then let's get ready to roll for the back half.
Having only played one game so far to this season, the Valwood game, Coach, of course, you guys played extremely well as a football team as a whole in that game. What players do you think that certainly should get some credit for how well they played in that game?
You know, I'll go ahead and say it. The D-line was really, really good. You know, the Wills, Lukeville, all those guys, DeLon. I thought our D-line was just really, really good up front. They did an outstanding job. John Phillip went from playing outside linebacker to D-line that night because of a couple of injuries. I thought our linebacking core, you know, Josh Meadows, Josh Elliott, Jacob Aiken, Dan Carroll, those guys were just outstanding. And on the back end, the secondary did a good job. You know, we just had a couple of plays that we gave up. Bryce Riley and Chase were in there at safeties. And then you had Jaden and Blake Holloway as a freshman. I started the freshman at corner. You put him out there on the island, and I thought he did a good job. He batted a couple balls down and didn't give up any big completions. So, you know, I thought our defense kind of shined. And then offensively, you know, Jordan Triplett and Kyle Perez, they did what I expected. Mainly because them big old linemen that we got, I would love to say they're big old linemen, but they're just athletic linemen, made some holes, you know, and we busted some big plays and did a good job. I thought we controlled the tempo up front and did what we needed to do. But when you have two running backs that run for over 150 yards apiece on the night, and, you know, I think they averaged almost 10 yards a carry. So that I'd love to say that they're all Herschel Walkers and can make that happen by themselves, but the big credit goes to your offensive line, those guys up front that's knocking people down and knocking people off the ball. We had some pancake blocks. We got some people knocked off the ball really well up there with our tight ends and our offensive line. They did a good job pulling, and our guys did a good job running the ball. And, you know, we managed to do what we wanted to do on offense.
Coach, switching gears a little bit, I know this has got to make you pretty happy. I read an article the other day where Frederica alum Jalen Simpson was actually competing for a starting spot at DB over at Auburn. And regardless of whether he wins that spot or not, one thing's probably for sure is he's going to be a consistent part of the defensive back rotation there at Auburn. That's got to make you pretty happy, doesn't it?
Tell the dad, I'll go ahead and share a secret with you. Jalen Simpson's the starting defensive back at Auburn University. From Kentucky. He got the job. He earned it. He was mentioned fifth in the group, but he was first in the heart. So he's not only starting on defense, he's playing all special teams too. So he'll be rotating in with the special teams, but he's starting at defensive back at corner for Auburn University.
Oh, you guys can go over and play football on the island. Nobody will ever come look at you to go anywhere. And if they do, you'll be on the scout team.
Yeah, well, He's going to be on the starting team at Auburn. So, yeah, if you come over and play and you can play and you want to go to the next level, we'll find you somewhere at home and you can go play. And Jalen's, he's going to be starting at cornerback for Auburn here this year as a redshirt freshman. So that's a huge, you know, I'm just tickled to death for him. We found out today that he was going to be starting. So it's awesome.
All right, well, that is good news. And thank you for joining us for the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Nance Landing on St. Simon's and join us every Wednesday at 7. That's right now for the Brandon Derrick Show. For Coach Derrick, Becky Derrick as always, I'm Jason Bishop, signing off.